morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. From the first day a farmer put a seed in the ground, agriculture has relied on innovation to help us adapt and grow. There's no such thing as good enough on the farm. We're always looking to do better. U.S. agriculture has led the way in developing new tools and techniques to drive the industry forward, thanks to our nation's great innovators. Each decade and century of American agriculture is shaped by entrepreneurs, scientists, and innovative farmers and ranchers who have found solutions to address agriculture's greatest challenges. When John Deere saw the challenge neighboring farmers in Illinois faced in preparing the soil, he came up with a better way and helped turn the American frontier into fertile cropland with his steel plow. When George Washington Carver looked at the depleted soil of the South, he took on that challenge and introduced new crop uses and rotation methods to restore healthy farmland and benefit farmers and consumers alike. These examples are just a peek at the long history of American agricultural innovation, and today that tradition continues as cutting-edge technology takes us into the next age of agriculture with everything from robotic harvesters and driverless tractors to disease-resistant crops. Innovations like these allow us to farm more efficiently and sustainably than ever. From precision ag tools and smartphones to soil health practices and biotechnology, we are saving time and resources, reducing carbon emissions, and leaving our land healthier for the next generation. And now, more than ever, we will continue to rely on innovative solutions to drive agriculture forward. Throughout the pandemic, we've seen farmers adapting to meet changing needs and finding new ways to connect directly with customers in their communities. At Farm Bureau, we also believe in the potential of creative entrepreneurs to take on the unique challenges facing agriculture and our rural communities and to help drive our economy. That's why we're partnering with Ag Credit to host the Ag Innovation Challenge for the 7th year. The challenge has evolved to become more than a competition. It's a valuable experience for entrepreneurs to learn from each other and industry leaders and access tools to help expand their businesses. I am amazed every year by the inspiring, hardworking entrepreneurs we meet from across the country through this event, but I wouldn't be surprised if the 2021 Ag Innovation Challenge brings out the most innovative group yet. Tough times can bring the most creative solutions as they give us an opportunity to think differently, to ask ourselves difficult questions, and to find a better path forward. I believe today's innovators will carry on the great tradition of American agriculture and rise to that challenge. Following the December 2019 announcement of a new Farm Stress Management online training course for employees and members of Farm Credit, Farm Bureau, and Farmers Union, these organizations have supported the launch of a free online training available to the general public. Developed by Michigan State University Extension and University of Illinois Extension, the course will help farmers, their families, and neighbors identify and cope with stress. It provides participants the skills to understand the sources of stress, manage their own stress, learn the warning signs of stress and suicide, identify effective communication strategies, and connect farmers and ranchers with appropriate mental health and other resources. The Keep GPS Working Coalition, of which AFBF is a founding member, on Tuesday announced support for the recognizing and ensuring taxpayer access to infrastructure necessary for GPS and Satellite Communications Act of 2020, or the Retain GPS and Satellite Communications Act. Sponsored by Senators James Inhofe of Oklahoma and Jack Reed of Rhode Island, the senators plan to introduce the bill on June 25th and are working to build a large list of original sponsors. The legislation is needed since the Federal Communications Commission has already granted a petition filed by Ligido, a company with intentions to deploy a terrestrial nationwide network to provide 5G services. Ligido's planned use of its spectrum, which is closely adjacent to bands used by GPS, would threaten the reception capability of hundreds of millions of GPS devices, including those used by farmers for precision agriculture and other applications. Trust in America's farmers and ranchers remains high amid the devastating blow delivered by the COVID-19 pandemic. A new AFBF poll shows 84% of Americans trust the nation's farmers, and the same overwhelming majority support financial assistance from the government for farmers struggling to keep from going under because of the pandemic. According to AFBF President Zippy Duval, the results of the survey indicate a growing understanding of how important a stable food supply is to the health and well-being of our nation. He added that shortages at grocery stores and other food supply chain shockwaves caused by the pandemic gave many people a new understanding of the crucial role of America's farmers and ranchers and the importance of their survival through the COVID-19 economic storm. It is so heartening to know that through it all, the American people's trust in farmers is unwavering. Sign-ups are well underway for farmers and ranchers seeking financial assistance provided through USDA's Coronavirus Food Assistance Program, created under the Coronavirus Aid, Relief, and Economic Security Act. As of mid-June, nearly $3 billion has been delivered to livestock, dairy, non-specialty crop, and specialty crop producers. Along with CFAP, the CARES Act provided $300 million for direct assistance to marine fisheries that have been negatively impacted by COVID-19. For example, commercial fishing businesses, charter for-hire fishing businesses, qualified aquaculture operations, processors, and other fishery-related businesses. The coronavirus pandemic is exposing the digital divide between rural and urban America. The Epoch Times reports 65% of rural Americans have access to high-speed internet compared to 97% of urban Americans. Data released in March 2020 shows that farm bankruptcies in a 12-month period increased 23% compared to the 12 months prior. The Observer reports farmers are seeking bankruptcy protection in an effort to save their family business. Each bankruptcy represents a farm in America struggling to survive or going under, which is both heartbreaking and alarming, said AFBF President Zippy Duval. Rice futures recently spiked to the highest levels in almost 9 years, fueled by a jump in retail sales and global demand. The Wall Street Journal reports that through the 13 weeks ending May 30th, retail rice sales were up nearly 40% versus the same time last year. The increase in demand comes at a time when supply is lower than expected. The American Farm Bureau Foundation for Agriculture presents Apex Awards to state farm bureaus that have donated 10% more to the foundation than the previous year. In the last 8 years, Illinois Farm Bureau has won the Apex Award 6 times, truly showing a commitment to agricultural literacy and education. The COVID-19 pandemic has dealt an enormous blow to farmers and ranchers across the country. In nearly every sector, dairy, livestock, produce, horticulture, producers have seen their market shrink overnight or even disappear, while supply chains have been stretched to the limit in response to this emergency. Farm Bureau is committed to doing all we can to preserve the economic health of the agriculture sector as the nation fights this pandemic. This is why AFBF is asking you to share your story. Tell us what is happening on your farm and what you'd like your leaders to do. You can leave your story and message at fb.org/advocacy/actionalerts/share-your-story. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.